This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history rose. Dynamic banter.
I'm hitting wrong. That sounds like a cap gun, isn't it?
Rolling Rogers.
Everything's good? Are you not rolling yet? Now you're rolling? Okay, great.
Ryan, put the stuff in there twice.
Ryan, put my stuff down. Where are you going with my stuff?
Ryan, unhand my stuff twice.
Ryan.
Ryan, what just happened over there? Is everyone all right?
I'm all right.
Is everyone all right? All right.
Yeah, I was trying to be specific about it. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the thing, huh? Welcome to the show.
Specifically talking about everyone, and shame on you for thinking that I meant just you, Ryan.
We're back.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
In you. Right now,
we're in you. Like the organisms that live on your body inside, they can hear us.
Yeah. There's things in your body vibrating, and that's how you're understanding this message right now.
Vibrating.
And I just want to reiterate to everyone watching and listening.
Oh.
Someone just unsubscribed forever and ever.
Someone's mom walked by and was like, "What the fuck are you listening to?" How you doing, buddy? Great to see you.
I'm great, man. I saw a movie, so I wanted to ask you if you wanted to talk about it.
What?
Yeah.
What?
This is nice. This is what I wanted to have. This is what I wanted to have happen.
What?
But this movie has been talked about a lot.
Were you gone? Or you saw it with family or something? Or?
No, I was here.
You were here?
I forget weekly that I have Amazon Prime. And there's so many things that you're
thinking.
Oh, fingertips.
I thought you went to the movie theater.
No.
That's
no,
not
no.
gonna happen.
No, I saw a that's movie blowing that's, my mind. That's been out for a long time.
Because if you had gone to the movie theater here, I would have been a little upset that you didn't invite me.
I saw the Hollywood movie in the theater here.
Once Upon a Time in
yes,
Hollywood?
That's the last movie I saw in the theater.
Did you like that?
What are you guys doing? Is there a mouse?
Is there a mouse? What, did you see a mouse?
You
Ryan?
Guys were maneuvering like there was a mouse.
Did you
Don't ever wear shorts in my house again. You're sticking to the couch.
Don't sit across from me with shorts ever again.
Ryan's being very alpha right now with the positioning of his shorts.
I'm glad I can't see it.
I'm just kidding.
I'm being honest with you. I'm wearing one of those horse blinder things. So I don't
You're
have to see
it. You're very equestrian in nature at the
yeah.
moment.
So what'd you think of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
I liked it a lot, and then everybody talked shit about it, and then I was like, this is why I don't care to listen to anyone's talk about movies.
I think we finally reached a realm of opinions that are just out of control.
Everyone just wants to be the first one to have an opinion.
Or they just want to belong or something. Like, it's very hive-mindy, but it's so strange. It's just, like, I think I've completely lost touch with fandom, with nerd fandom. I think I'm finally,
it's nice to like
I don't know where I am.
Yeah,
I don't know where I am anymore. I used to go to Comic-Con and just open my arms and be like, these are my people, I love you all, we're all kind, and we all love dumb shit because we were bullied and we love it, and now we know that there's tons of us together.
Yeah, maybe you find one specific one.
Close arms. Yeah, no, I used to really feel a kinship with fandom, and now it's like, I don't know what I am anymore. I'm like a weird hybrid nerd, not nerd anymore.
You're more adult about how nerdy you are.
But like, you've seen like fucking 40-year-old dudes that with the X-Men shirt that's mm-hmm. like way too tight and way too tight. Old.
They're never too big.
And there's no more hair.
Yeah.
And they're like going into the comic book store. They're in Barnes & Noble in the manga section.
Yeah.
And you're just like, fuck yeah, dude. That guy just fucking stuck to his guns.
He just loves it.
And he just loves
it. He's here on a Tuesday because he loves it.
Yeah. So I don't think it's like really, I don't know if it's like growing out of it or something, but this new Star Wars movie just like caused a massive fucking earthquake in fandom. Mm. It was like Rise of Skywalker came out and it's like, if you liked it, you're an idiot. And yeah. if you loved it, you're cool. You're with the cool kids now.
But I guess the thing is, how much weight do you put on the people making that judgment? You know, do you care those people think?
I guess not, but some of these people are friends and some of them are...
Are they friends if they would call you an idiot for not liking a Star Wars movie?
Well, I mean, it's like...
Closed doors?
I mean, no one specifically called me an idiot. I think they're more... I don't think anybody's calling anybody an idiot. I mean, none of my friends are calling anybody an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of my friends are like growing this like hate ball from like fandom. And yeah. they're just like... You know, one tweet will get everyone crowding together and going like, yeah, fuck yeah. And like everyone's now in this like, it's like cool to hate things again. Like, do you remember when it was like really cool to hate things? And then everyone was like, wait a minute. But wait, things are good and yeah. life is good and there are good things in life.
Just get out ahead of when the pendulum swings the other way yeah, and be the guy who doesn't give a fuck about that.
But I wasn't expecting it, you know? Because yeah, like for sure. I refound my love of Star Wars. Sorry to like completely offshoot from what you wanted to
talk
about.
Not the movie I saw.
But I want to thank God because I don't want to talk about it. But I rekindled my love for Star Wars.
Uh-huh, good.
From going to Galaxy's Edge
mm-hmm.
at Disneyland.
Oh, you mean the Disneyland one, not the actual one.
Well, Disney owns Star Wars now. So it's like...
my love for Star Wars by going to the actual
No, Galaxy's I refound Land. It. I refound it by Never going... Mind. Oh, okay, I don't get it. And I can get it. Anyway, but yeah, so I went to Galaxy's Edge and I was like, fuck, Star Wars is cool, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
And I really had a good time and I built a lightsaber and I had a drink in the cantina with a robot DJ and shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, fuck, I'm in Star Wars and this is cool. This is, and there's the Millennium Falcon and it's fucking huge and it's as big as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And I never thought I'd see it like that. And that's fucking so cool. And so I went home and I was like, fuck, I think I love Star Wars again. Cause you know, Solo sucked and I really didn't like The Last Jedi. And mm-hmm. you know all this shit and I was just kind of like, all right, maybe I'm done with Star Wars. But then I refound it and then I was like, fuck yeah. And then I like found all these new Star Wars people and I started following all these Star Wars people and I'm like, oh, that's funny, hey, you're a big nerd, you're talking about some dumb shit. Uh-huh. Like, oh man, I want to talk about some dumb shit with you. And then the fucking new Star Wars movie came out and it's like murder. It's like people are getting murdered in the streets.
The same people.
Yeah.
Wow. What a I don't have any other problems thing to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you want to get like violently angry over whether or not people of the same fandom like an offshoot of the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, ga na na ga na.
I have this belief that
huh?
me, Nart. I have this belief that, and this is not even this is the last thing I want to say about it, and then we can move on to happier things.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of want to end this on a positive note, or at least I just want to make a statement. I think that if you saw something and you didn't like it, you have a choice. You could go online and say, I didn't like it. And that's that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine, right? That's nice. Or you can say, I liked it. And that's great. Same thing, right? Saying I liked it or I didn't like it is essentially the same thing. You know, it's your opinion. It's whatever. Nobody should be affected by it.
Two sides of the same coin.
But if you're like going on and on and on and on about it, and it's like everything you're talking about, and it's like ruining your actual life.
Yeah.
Like you can't stop thinking about it. Like you pick up your phone and you can't help but tweet about it. It's like, especially if you're someone who's like maybe an influencer or maybe you have an audience or something, all you're doing is once when you're getting into it and you're really like knocking it out and you're being like kind of, you're kind of like bullying this thing. Mm. You're being like a bully in some weird way.
A thing that will never really be affected.
That will never be affected by it in any way.
Yeah.
But it's like you're collecting people and you're getting people to come out and be angry also.
Mm.
And then you're just building this like anger ball, which I keep calling it for some reason.
Good visualization.
But you're just building this fucking giant, nasty, angry bullying thing. When it would be better to just be like, I didn't like it.
Right.
And
or maybe the whole reason you like it in the first place is to get away from what you're actively creating.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm guilty of it too. I've talked to endless about things I don't like. And mm-hmm. But it's like, you know, there comes a time where when it starts to get out of hand, when there's like thousands of people joining,
mm-hmm.
then it's like, I don't know if this is the right move. I don't know if this is the right angle.
Yeah.
You know? And
I think it's just going to be a lot of time that at the end of your life, maybe you wish you spent on something else.
Maybe.
A lot of energy. Because everything, you have a certain amount of energy when you wake up.
Yeah.
And then it's depleted. And then you fall asleep.
Close always.
Great point.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. So you saw a movie.
But like everything, like it just drains little by little.
I know. I just feel out of place now. Because I feel
just
this.
Like you, the things that you like.
I feel the same way I did when I came out of Revenge of the Sith. Which was like way back in the day. Remember the prequels? 1999 was Phantom Menace and so on.
The Attitude Era of Star Wars.
The divisive era. The first big divisive era of Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
But that last one in the new trilogy came out. I forgot what year it was. 2000-something, early 2000-something. And I remember coming out of Revenge of the Sith, which is the final one. And that was like, and Lucas was like, I'm never making any more. That's it. We're going to have 6 movies and that's the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, this is the last Star Wars. So this is the last chance. And I thought Attack of the Clones was real bad. And so Owen and I went to see it together. And I went with my brother and a bunch of friends and stuff. And I came out, Owen and I came out of the theater and we just didn't say anything. We just like, I was just sad. I was just sad because I was like, fuck, that's the last Star Wars. Uh-huh. And that wasn't good. And everyone around us was like, fuck, that's the best Star Wars ever. That's the Star Wars. That's the one we've been waiting for. And I was just like, I had never felt so like outcast from my own love of things. I felt like, well, fuck, I guess, what's wrong with me then if I didn't like that movie? And then I moved on and whatever. And I feel the same exact way now about Revenge of the Skywalker, whatever.
Revenge of the Nerds.
Return of the Skywalker, Rise of the Skywalker, whatever. Yeah. The latest one, Revenge of the Nerds, is right.
Mm-hmm.
I came out of that movie and I was like, fuck, that's a movie, man. That was good. That's a great end to the whole thing. You tied everything from the original trilogy in and it's great.
Yeah.
And then, but everyone around me was like, fuck, that sucked.
Yeah.
That was a piece of shit. I just don't know. I guess I just, there's got to be this offshoot of fandom where it's like, we're, you know, I don't know. Maybe we just don't live in that. We don't let it ruin our lives. We don't let it run our lives.
I think that's more on you taking it in.
Yeah.
Because we're at a point now with like social media where everyone could just say what they think as mm-hmm. soon as they think it. And then it's like, if that's going to happen regardless, you're not going to change everybody else.
No.
You're going to change you. So it would be like not reading that. I've muted so many people.
I know. I had to do it too. And I used some terms.
Bye-bye.
I used those terms.
Hold on. This is them. This is the people that I've muted in the past year. Hello? Hello? Mike? Mike, I think this. Mike! Mike!
Oh, I found a hair.
I hate this hair.
I don't know, man. I just, you're right. You gotta ignore it. You just gotta ignore it. But the reason why it's kind of bothering me more than ever now is because it just seems like it's really gaining traction in a big, big way. And people are really like all jumping on this hate train for stuff.
That's too bad.
And it's really bumming me up.
They'll like something else eventually. Also, I understand how it's like liking things with a big group is the the fun part, because then you feel like you belong to a group that likes things, and then when that group splits, it causes a bit of a identity something.
I think if you're gonna be the kind of person that's like aggressively angry about something and you just go on and on and on about it, obviously there's something going on in your life, right? Yeah. Like, you're probably an unhappy person. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been there. Like, when I'm an unhappy person, all my tweets are like negative and shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, same.
And it's like everybody does it. But it's like, but if you can look outside of that, if you can mm-hmm. step outside of that and go like, huh, that's a really mean thing to say about some stupid shit that doesn't matter, but for some reason it's affecting me. I guess maybe I'm not happy. Or maybe that person's not happy.
Do you think your last tweet was happy or sad?
Oh, man. Happy or sad. Okay. I don't know.
That you tweeted to be funny.
Okay. I'll look at yours, right. And you look at mine. Okay.
Great grandma.
Right. What was your name?
Oh, great grandma.
What was that?
Someone sent us a thing that we're gonna look at later.
You have a funny pinned tweet.
Oh, thanks, man.
I got toys, blah blah blah.
Okay, I'm looking at your tweets here. So we're looking for an actual like a tweet.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I found your
tweet. Okay, this is great.
Okay.
I found yours.
Okay.
If you were to guess the one I'm looking at.
Okay.
Positive or negative?
How many days ago was it?
This is on 1/12/2020.
12. So it was like 3 days ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably not. It's probably kind of sad. Is it sad? There's probably some sadness.
You know what? I honestly can't tell, but the vibe I got was positive.
Okay.
I think it's very positive.
Okay.
Tweets can be positive and promote positivity sometimes too. Again, I'm on the fence. That'd be nice. That'd be nice to see more of that.
Wow.
Dude, me and you tweet exactly like we talk, and either you're on board or you're not. That'd be nice.
I hate the smartasses that went in there and were like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah,
like,
but though, that doesn't matter.
No, I know, but it's not. It's yeah.
You know what else?
It bothers me because it was a genuine.
Oh, for sure.
It was a genuine tweet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's the perfect example if you're not going to change anybody.
Yeah.
My favorite thing to not like now, and this is me being a snob about taking my whole life and making it the most important thing to me is crafting a joke now. Mm-hmm. Everyone who tweets the most, like anyone who repeats jokes or tweets exactly what you think you would tweet. Like, this is the most hack response to that.
On-brand tweets, you mean?
Yeah, just like the easiest thing to tweet after that.
Like saying, fuck you, to someone saying, like, let's be positive. Like that kind
of
thing?
Yeah, like that's the most, like, of course, if you put that on the internet, that's going to happen.
Right, if you do
that one, you're at the bottom of the list. I would take somebody who genuinely hates me.
Have you gotten pretty good at knowing how people will respond to something?
Oh, for sure.
It's a skill.
Uh-huh.
I developed it over time.
But then not caring as much is fun.
Yeah. Alana will often be like, oh, you should like, because I'll be like, what do you think about this tweet? And she'll be like, oh, you should add this.
Uh-huh.
And I'd be like, yeah, but if I add that, then there's going to be at least 6 or 7 responses that are like, oh, you misspelled that. And they're not going to get it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's like, it's kind of a skill to know that someone's going to respond a certain way.
I always kind of joke around for who I want to get it. Regardless
yeah,
of, you know,
yeah.
Even if it's like 15 people,
yeah.
Like obscure wrestling jokes and stuff don't do well. I'm not in the community.
Yeah.
But I've had some bangers and like 15 people like it. And I'm like, yeah, you guys get it.
I do some Disneyland.
A bunch of people leave.
And that's like my wrestling.
Yeah.
The Disneyland stuff. People will be like, oh, cool. But most people won't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Dude, cool thing about wrestling fans is that they're just happy wrestling is still happening. You know, like there's other companies
it's not gone.
That'll pop up and be in like direct competition with each other. And wrestling fans, instead of being like, fuck your thing, that thing's fucking stupid, they'll be like, oh, yeah, what's going on in your thing? I heard about this or whatever.
Why do you think there isn't a WCW universe, like movie series? Like, why isn't there a movie about The Rock? Why isn't there a movie about The Undertaker?
You mean like a WWF or E movie? I think Vince McMahon passes away, there will be nothing but nonstop documentaries about.
I'm not even talking about documentaries. I'm talking about like Marvel style, like movie universe, like wrestling wrestler movie universe. Like, why isn't there
like a movie of them being their character?
Yeah.
I don't know that anybody wants to see that. Either no one wants to see that, or that's like, it could be the next like thing that happens.
Cause I mean, if there was a movie that was like about The Rock,
mm-hmm.
and it's not a documentary, it's not a biopic.
Yeah.
But it's like the origins of like a superhero wrestling team or something.
Yeah.
And it's like The Rock is like Thor.
Right.
And like, you know, you got all your favorite
dude,
wrestlers.
Hulk Hogan's Rock and Roll Wrestling used to be like that.
Dude, but
it's a cartoon.
But Hulk Hogan would come in. So I'm kind of thinking of like a Fast and the Furious kind of thing meets the Marvel,
mm-hmm.
meets what was the movie with like all the old action stars getting back together to shoot things?
All I can think of is that game that you play on.
Oh, like Broforce? Yeah, it is like that. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know. There was like Dolph Lundgren.
And yeah, and Schwarzenegger and Stallone.
It would be like that. I think you're also giving wrestling characters too much credit.
Oh.
Because somebody meticulously sat down and wrote like every Marvel origin story. Like this was that guy.
Yeah.
And then this happened to him. And now he has to do this to save the world. Wrestling is like, this guy carries a 2x4 and yells a lot.
But isn't there like stories?
It's a 3-hour movie about
I thought there were stories though.
There are, but they don't write them like they used to. There was like they used to do these long arcing storylines, but a lot of times in wrestling they'll change the show like week to week and they don't necessarily have like a big long plan to play out like a well orchestrated story. Unfortunately,
what would you do if suddenly
AEW
like
AEW is supposed to be pretty good though?
Like, what would you do if like suddenly a trailer fucking released,
mm-hmm.
and it's like all of the currently living wrestlers that are mm-hmm. like whatever that are all the beloved wrestlers,
yeah,
all coming together like an Avengers style epic movie where they all are like gonna fight each other like in the streets and stuff,
yeah.
and they're doing like wrestling moves but against like brick walls and fucking cars and uh-huh. shit, and it's like epic and huge and visual effects heavy and it's funny and it's like, would that be cool?
I think another thing with wrestling is that it's like live and it happens in front of you and you see it happen and it doesn't rely on like editing or
yeah anything. That's part of the charm.
I think that's part of the Americana
but
charm.
We've seen that. Like, is it time to try like a cinematic thing? Would you be interested in that?
I'd probably see it. It doesn't mean that I would be interested in that at all, because I don't want that, but I'd be interested to see what it looks like, I guess.
Yeah,
like they try to do comic books and stuff like that and they're just like,
oh yeah,
I read the comic books and I didn't love them. Maybe they're not for me.
Were they popular, the comic books?
I don't think so. They're not happening
right now.
Yeah, so
maybe
it
just doesn't work. Yeah. Even when did the comic books start? Like in the 80s or something?
They did it maybe first in the 90s. I used to have some in the 90s, and then they did them recently.
Huh. Yeah. Anyway, all right. Let's read your tweet really quick.
I've had a couple bad days recently, so I'm going to say it might be negative. Funny, but negative.
This was on January 13th.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And you're going to think this is going to be negative, you think?
Yeah. Okay.
People who drive Mercedes.
I stand by it.
What if that's all it was? People who drive Mercedes.
I would not tweet that.
Send tweet.
Yeah.
You should do that.
Yeah.
Just people who drive Mercedes, send tweet. It says send
that's
tweet.
That's 200 easy likes.
People who drive Mercedeses, make their own parking spots more than drivers of any other cars, and that's how you get movies like The Joker. I had to like that one. That one's really good.
Dude. So the movie I saw was The Joker.
Oh, shit. All right. I cannot wait. I want to hear you talk all about it.
Can I ask this first?
Okay.
Which train are you on?
Can I summarize?
Just pick a train.
You
like it or you
I'm
don't
on
like
the,
it?
I'm on the I don't hate it train. I don't hate it.
Okay. Okay, I guess that counts.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
So you like it.
I enjoyed it, but I will never see it again.
You don't, you didn't not like your experience. You like the Joker.
I mean, it was an uncomfortable experience.
Yeah. Lots of movies are that.
I don't want to watch it again.
Most movies are that.
I might watch it.
For me.
I might watch it twice ever. And that's it. That's how I feel about it.
I saw that movie Irreversible. You ever see
Which one's that?
I heard from the lead singer of Taken Back Sunday say Irreversible is the most fucked up movie I ever seen. And I rented it, I think. And I watched it and never again. No. Netflix. It used to be on Netflix.
Is it called that because it's impossible to reverse seeing it?
Yes.
You can't unsee it?
Probably. And also the whole movie is backwards.
Like out of order backwards?
Like out of order.
So you see the end first and then it goes all the way to the beginning?
Yes.
What is it? Who's in it?
That really, really pretty girl, pretty Italian lady from The Matrix.
Oh, yeah. What's her name? Trinity.
Not Trinity.
Oh.
I think she
Monica Bellucci? Or...
Yeah. And she, a bad thing happens to her.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And they it's like.
Yeah. There's like a
10-minute
rape scene or something. Yeah.
And then the part that was cool about that. Not that part. Let me be very specific on the internet right now. The part of the movie that was cool is that her husband or fiance finds the dude who does it and makes his face different with a fire extinguisher.
Yeah, that's the nicest way to say that.
Yeah.
He takes a fire extinguisher. Oh!
Spoiler alert.
Ryan was scared.
That movie was the last movie I was like, well, I'll never see that again. And every other movie I've seen.
and everything else.
I put my time into that
one. What'd you think of a Goofy movie?
I saw the Joker
movie.
Twice. I didn't like it, but also I didn't see it at the time you were supposed to see it.
Yeah, you're right. It's too late.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, so you said you saw the Joker twice?
Yeah, within the past 3 days.
Okay, because you watched it again with Zoya or something?
I watched it first with Zoya, and I had to leave to take a phone call, and then
you finished it up.
Yeah.
So let's hear your thoughts. I want to hear your thoughts.
I think I liked it a lot. I think that it was very uncomfortable, and it was just uncomfortable. I don't know that I'd watch it 1,000 times.
Yeah.
But I think the way it's done, like it as a piece of art, mm-hmm. I think is very good. And there's so many things I've been like reading about the ending and with my own thoughts.
Yeah.
And, like, what about the movie was real and what wasn't.
Yeah.
And I love shit like that.
You know, I love your perspective on it because you're not a movie guy.
Yeah.
And you don't really watch movies.
Mm-mm.
So, of course, something like Joker is going to be entertaining to you because it's like, imagine skipping decades of movies. Mm-hmm. And then then seeing Joker.
Yeah.
That's like probably seeing like... I don't know, The Matrix for the first time.
It's like if the last thing I played was Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
And then I got a Dreamcast.
Yes.
I played
No,
Power
it's
Stone.
Like if you the last thing you played was Super Mario Brothers and then someone gave you like Red Dead Redemption.
Okay, so where are the pipes? How far do I have to travel by horse to find a pipe around here?
So I'm like a Western plumber.
Okay, so where's my brother?
Where's my brother?
Dude, the guy tries to shoot you in the beginning, and I'm trying to jump on his
head. You my brother?
Holy shit.
I love your perspective on it because...
You're gonna cowboy find a star around here.
You know where I could get me a mushroom? I'm looking for a mushroom.
Yeah, I like your perspective because if 100% if you don't watch movies, that's like a fucking really, really good movie. But I've seen a bunch of movies like Joker.
Oh, okay.
And I love Joaquin Phoenix and he fucking killed it. Mm-hmm. Like he's incredible in that movie. Like I'm saying it. He's incredible. But I've seen him do incredible performances in incredible movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen it a lot because he's just a good actor and there's good directors out there that have made really good movies with Joaquin Phoenix in it.
Sure.
So, like Joker just kind of seemed like if Joaquin Phoenix wasn't in it and if it was somebody else, it'd probably just be like an okay movie.
Yeah.
But the fact that
you could say the same thing about
a lot of things.
The Batman with Heath Ledger.
Yeah, like if it wasn't Heath Ledger.
Like if it was Jared Leto instead of Heath Ledger.
Ooh.
I also feel legitimately bad for that guy.
Jared Leto?
Yeah.
Don't feel bad for him. He's so rich.
Yeah, but is that a reason not to feel bad for somebody?
Let's
you
see.
Could be rich as fucking beep.
Isn't he the lead singer of 30 Seconds to Mars?
Yes. I didn't feel bad for him then.
Like, he's doing okay. He's okay.
Yeah, okay.
I do. You're right. Hope so. Like, do you feel bad for him because of all the hate? Because he's like a Joker surrounded by juggernauts?
I was recently in a short film, and I watched it, and I was like, okay, now I get it, and now I think I could do better. I know what being better than that is. So to do a job and to do the worst job out of like five people who have done that job.
Debatably. Well, you're your own worst critic.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm sure someone's like, oh, you did great, man.
But imagine like thinking that you didn't do great and then everyone confirms that.
Well, let me put it to you this way. Let me put it to you this way. There is definitely someone in the world, at least one person that thinks the Jared Leto Joker is the best Joker.
And that's great. That's great. If that makes that person happy.
Yeah.
That's good. That's positive.
Yeah.
That's why that movie was made. You got a little goat in your garden.
Uh-oh.
That's all right. Get it out. It's probably, you probably got it. There's no way you haven't gotten it. Welcome back to Getting It. With Steve. Steve's over here getting it. Have you got it?
Ooh, yeah, I got it. But it's now it's there. I'm going to need me a something.
Can we fly in a tissue for Steve? I don't have any, but if you guys please, could run to the store.
Someone run to the store.
They looked at my closet as if there would be tissues in the closet.
Let me spit my gum into your hand, Ryan.
You had to put it at the end of your nose. Like, when you get caught with
gum. Yeah, so I think it's, yeah, that's interesting. I love your perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just had fun. Yeah. Also, like, didn't.
Thank you so much.
It wouldn't, I guess, I don't know. It wouldn't matter to me other movies that, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta see that though, right? Because it's like, the other day, Will and I were talking, and Alana was in the room, and Will hadn't seen Joker yet.
Uh-huh.
And Will's a comic book guy. He likes comic books. He used to read them. And he likes Batman, and he likes the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, dude, you gotta see Joker. And he's like, I don't know, man. I haven't seen it yet. I don't know. And Alana was straight up like, do not see that movie. Because she felt like, she said that movie was the... She said she had never seen a movie that made her feel so much like killing herself because of how depressing it is, because of how dark it is.
Yeah.
You know, she wouldn't really kill herself, but she was, you know, using hyperbole, but it's like, it made her just feel very depressed.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you take everything like literally
In
the movie, like this is definitely all happened.
Right.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, and it's I get it because it is like not it's not a feel good movie.
Yeah,
it's not a feel good movie. It's very
he doesn't run up the steps.
All right, let's do some ads. Where are we at here? Let's do some ads really quick. How's that sound, Mike? Running on the steps in Philadelphia.
Somebody take that and lay it over Rocky.
It sounds like
Rocky.
An alt J.
Yeah. This is my Bon Iver impression. Oh boy, I got a beard.
Nice work, man. All right. Where are we at here?
Where do you find these bangers?
I just, I literally search for royalty-free advertising music.
I wanna get a massage to this song.
Yeah, me too. Let's do it. All right, guys, let's talk about stamps.
I'll be right back. Keep going.
Okay, great. Guys, Stamps.com is a proud sponsor of the Dynamic Banter podcast. We love Stamps.com. They're very great. And, you know, we could talk about a little bit about what Stamps.com is. Well, how about this? Let's talk about what you could do this year with extra time and money. How about that? What could you do, sir or madam, with extra time and money? What could you do? Well, let's face it. Most New Year's resolutions are hard to keep. I don't have them. I don't have a resolution.
New Year's resolution? What? 920.
And you won't get your New Year's resolution. Get more exercise, save your money. Well, listen, I have a resolution that's easy to keep, guys. How about that?
Didn't you just say you didn't have one?
No, I have one for you, not one that I've actually kept. Why don't you stop wasting your goddamn time going to the post office and use Stamps.com instead, huh? Oh,
that sounds great. Why don't you tell me how?
I'll tell you, dude. With Stamps.com, you can do anything you do at the post office. That's right. Anything you can do at the post office right from your computer.
Are you telling me I could wait in line at Stamps.com?
If you wanted to. It's not a choice. It's a choice. It's a choice. You can make that choice. Plus, Stamps.com gives you something you can't get at the post office. Big discounts on postage. They never do that. So let's see. Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer. Whether you're a small office sending invoices, an online seller shipping out products, or even a warehouse sending thousands of packages a day, Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. You simply use your computer to print out official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter. And 24.
Please welcome the wickedly...
24/7, any time, any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. And once your mail is ready, you just hand it to your mail carrier or drop it in a mailbox. It's that simple. And with Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. Not to mention, it's a fraction of the cost, a fraction of those expensive postage meters. Stamps.com, it's a no-brainer, guys. Saves you time and money. It's no wonder over 700,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com. So guys, why don't you give yourself a resolution you can actually keep this year? Stop going to the post office and go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk, and with our promo code BANTER, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments.
Keep your resolution.
Or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in BANTER. That's Stamps.com, promo code BANTER. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Thank you, Stamps.com.
Again.
That's just a different option for the end if you wanted to change the again at the end of that.
Let me give you a clean one. Again.
Somebody make that your text tone.
All right, guys. One more here. Let's talk about Quip. How about that? You want to talk about Quip, Mike?
Can I tell you something about Quip?
Oh, wait.
Right
we got
now?
Two more.
Okay.
That's right. We have Quip and then we have HelloFresh.
Sure.
I think.
Yes.
You're my girl, you're my girl, you're my teddy bear girl. Cuddle up, get inside the bed, then cuddle up, you're my teddy bear girl.
Make it hot, then throw your hands up tonight. I'ma fight just
yeah. Teddy bear girl, you're my teddy bear girl, you're my teddy bear girl, teddy bear girl. Ooh, okay.
Teddy bear girl. You're my teddy bear girl.
Yeah, I'm writing it for Justin Bieber. We'll see if he'll take it.
It sounds like something you say right before you get broken up with.
You're my teddy bear girl.
You can't go. You're my teddy bear girl.
Who's gonna be my teddy bear girl? Guys, let's talk about Quip really quick. Let's see. Quip, the makers of the electric toothbrush, wants you to know the one single discovery that matters most for your dental care is simply this. If you have good habits, you are good.
Keep your resolution.
Next, please mention all the talking points below.
Okay, let's go.
That means brushing for 2 minutes, twice a day, and flossing regularly, no matter what brand you use, with that Flushers. That's what I call them. Floss. I call them Flushers.
String Flushers.
I don't flush them down the trash.
What do you do with them?
I throw them in the toilet. Quip makes that simple, guys. Starting with an electric toothbrush that's super rad, a refillable floss, and anti-cavity toothpaste. That's right. Everything.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I know.
Right. Now I'm on board. I had to wait a minute.
Thank you. Guys, Quip's electric brush has a sensitive sonic vibrations with a built-in timer and a 30-second pulse.
It's like doing the electric slide in your mouth.
That's right. It is. It's like having a dance party in your mouth, and the Quip toothbrush is the DJ.
And he's playing the songs.
The Quip... Oh, yeah. Let's hear it. Teddy bear girl, you're my girl, you're my girl, you're my teddy bear girl. The Quip floss dispenser comes with pre-marked strings to help you use just enough. Quit using all that string, Joey. That's too much string. You know when you come out of the bathroom and you just see the end of the string turning the corner?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because your kid's streaming it around like a streamer.
And the kid is on belay out of his bedroom window. Yeah. Belay on.
I'm going to floss you out of my mouth, son, is what I'd say to him. You're a tooth, and I'm going to floss you out. I'm going to remove you and throw you out with the floss.
I'm going to do what you do with floss, which is remove your teeth to you, Joey.
I'm going
to
pull your leg until it all comes off, just like you pull on the strings. The Quip floss dispenser comes with pre-marked string. I said it. Plus, Quip delivers fresh brush heads, floss, and toothpaste refills to your door every 3 months with free shipping. So your routine is always right. Why don't you join over 3 million healthy mouths, including Mike Falzone and myself's mouths, my mouth and Mike's mouth, and get Quip today, starting at $25. That's right, guys. And if you go to getquip.com/banter right now, you'll get your first refill for free. That's right, your first refill for free. And that's your first refill for free, Steve, at getquip.com/banter.
Yeah? Steve, you're getting a call from your dentist.
Oh, hang on. Let me pick it up. Hang on, let me... Shit. Let me pick up this phone. Oh, shit.
Steve, pick up.
Okay, and hello?
Hey, it's me, your dentist.
What's up, dentist? How are you?
I was just wondering if you were still brushing with Quip.
Yes, I am. I'm glad that you called, because I'm right in the middle of a Quip ad. And what a perfect time for you to call.
You still brushing with Quip, bud?
Yes, I said that. Yes, hello? Can you hear me? Dentist? God.
We lost him. Looks like we lost him.
So guys, if you want to get quick, get. And dude, it's Blanter.
Mine was broken, and I was waiting for them to send me a new free one for a long time, and they didn't, and I still went out and spent the money. That's how
because
much I
love
Quip.
Because they're great, yeah.
So take that as a testimonial.
I'm going to need a new one
soon,
too, because I've had it for a while. I've had mine for a while. Mine might have been as old as yours.
They say you're supposed to change your whole brush every day or so.
Oh, shit. Whoops.
It's on a dentist recommended 3 times a day you buy a new.
This copy might be wrong. I trust you.
You have to. I'm a dentist.
All right. Well, why don't you join the elite club of Quip mouths like Mike and I? And go to getquip.com/banter.
I wish
that's,
you would.
Spelled getquip.com/banter. Quip! The Good Habits Company.
Okay.
All right.
Quip your belly again. Is what their logo should be.
Quip! Okay. Get over here! All right. So we have some packages.
Okay.
And we have... some history roads.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we at? Okay, yeah. What do you want to do first? Is there something you want to talk about before we jump in?
No. More what?
Oh, yeah, we have one more.
Okay.
Do we do that? Should we do that?
Sure. I, you know.
Yeah.
You put in such a... You have thoughts.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe the thoughts aren't totally formulated.
You know, I gotta be honest with you.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I have access.
I want to thank everyone for listening. I want to thank you for making yourself available today, Steve. We both have a lot of travel come up, but it's nice when... I didn't want to have 2 weeks in a row where we were both not together.
I'm a bag of nerves.
Why? Do you want to talk about why?
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Now we're in. Now
or
we're
did
in.
You find another cool song?
No, no, no. I was looking for this HelloFresh script. Okay, here we go. I got it. All right, you ready? Let's do it. I'll play this music.
I just bought a keyboard today. Let me play some chords. Let me play some chords. Let's see if it sounds okay now. Let me play some chords. Let me play some chords. Let me play some chords.
Wow, this keyboard is so cool. I'm glad I spent my paycheck on it. $300, that's how much it cost in the guitar store. The guy inside with the ponytail, he said the keyboard was on sale. So I bought it. I regret it, but I don't. I woke up regret it. It's a buy. I bought it with my money. I'm gonna play it today. It's gonna be funny. What happens when I press this key? What happens when I press this key? What happens when I press this key?
Oh, I'm growing a ponytail, growing a ponytail.
Let me press this button here. It's the drums and it sounds good. Let me loop it over. Can I play with this for a day or two? Then I'm gonna put it away, you fool. Never gonna play the keyboard. Spend a lot of money on the keyboard. Gonna play for a week. Then it's gonna sit in the closet.
The song's still going.
I really thought I'd play with it more. But I don't. But I'm not gonna play it more.
It's still going.
Had a dream that I learned how to play. All the friends that loved me thought I was okay. Guys, HelloFresh! What is HelloFresh? Mike, what's HelloFresh?
I mean, they send you ingredients to your door, and they're like, hey, you can make these gourmet dinners.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I don't know. And then you try it, and you do.
Yeah. And it's just, it is. It's mouthwatering recipes.
Can I tell you something I've had recently?
Yeah, please. Take your time.
I've had Italian Sunday supper recently.
Whoa, what's that?
Do you even know what's that?
No, I don't know what's that.
I'm talking Parmesan pork meatballs with buttered tortellini. Lemon-ly broccoli.
Oh,
lemon-ly. And garlic ciabatta. I had to make lemon.
No. Whoa!
You know which day I had it on?
What is it?
Sunday.
Oh, shit! Oh, shit! Guys, break out of your dinner rut with HelloFresh's 22-plus seasonal chef-curated recipes each week. Like Mike's Sunday breakfast.
You can eat it whenever.
What was it?
You can eat whatever.
Say it again.
It.
What was in it?
It was.
Keep your resolution. Sounds good. Wow. I would love a bite. HelloFresh has more 5-star recipes than any other meal kit. Google it. Guys, HelloFresh cuts out the stressful meal planning. Are you okay, Mike?
I just am thinking about how we're going to have to do that.
HelloFresh cuts out stressful meal planning and prepping so you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes or even 20 minutes with their quick recipe options. Mike, how long did it take you?
About 20 minutes.
That's great. And that served how many, you think?
Two.
Okay. Did you have any leftover?
I had zero leftover.
Yeah,
it's all in me.
You gobbled it up.
Yeah. Not a chance. I ate a lot of the containers the stuff came in.
Guys, add extra meals or lunches to your order as well. And everything's pre-portioned, okay? So less meal prep is good. Less food waste. Everything's recyclable and shit. It's real good. Guys, you can easily change your delivery days or food preferences as well. And you can skip a week whenever you need.
Dude, you could just choose an option that says healthy.
Oh, really?
If you're worried about eating right and you want to start cooking for yourself, you literally just check.
Do they
healthy.
Do they send you veggies?
Yes.
That's nice.
Cinquini.
Must include personal experience. Hosts must address their personal experiences with HelloFresh. Host must voice HelloFresh Vanity Earl. Guys, why don't you go to HelloFresh.com/banter10 and use the code banter10 during HelloFresh's New Year's sale. Yeah. This is on January 3rd. And just get 10 free meals, guys. That's 10 free meals. Like that's Mike's Mamma Mia Sunday surprise.
You added words. But is it really 10 free meals?
Yeah, it is 10 free meals.
That's amazing.
That's actually pretty great. So guys, get those 10 free meals, including free shipping, at HelloFresh.com/banter. That's HelloFresh.com/banter10. Sorry, you gotta add that 10 in there. Banter 10. The code's banter10. Feel free to share your positive experience with HelloFresh.
I loved it.
Social media platforms. Tag your meal creation at HelloFresh Picks and encourage listeners to do the same. Take away ponytail. Host must address a minimum of 3 bullet points. Delicious. Same time, bullet points are guidelines. The hosts are highly encouraged to bring their own personality and experiences into the read. Okay. Oh, HelloFresh is now $5.66 per serving. HelloFresh is now from $5.66 per serving. America's number one meal kit. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, it's not HelloFresh's fault.
I thought you were going to say it's not HelloFresh at all.
It's not HelloFresh's
fault. It's a different company.
It's not HelloFresh's fault.
No, it's not.
We had to do a make good because we didn't say.
This one's not their fault.
We didn't add our personal experience into it.
Yeah, but we didn't get. Did you?
We
choose?
Didn't get. No, I. Yeah. I got. I,
how are you supposed to give your personal experience?
It's something? Okay. Every time, sometimes bungles happen.
But I'll tell you right now. You want to hear some? Even though we're gonna have to do this over,
I
for
really
sure.
hope not. We're having fun with it.
Oh, for sure. And we've called so much attention to it because this is a 30-minute-long ad read by this.
Yeah,
point.
Yeah.
But what I will say, my fridge is completely stocked right now with food from these guys.
What are we talking?
And the only way to get rid of it. Is to make it. So I'm going to make it, and I'm going to have all these personal experiences, and I'm going to have at least 3 amazing deniers.
You're going to have personal experiences for weeks.
I'm going to have at least 3 weeks worth of personal experiences. That's unique, different personal experiences with a healthy meal.
All right. Well, do you want to open this shit?
Yes.
All right, let's open this shit.
What if it was a HelloFresh box? It's just meat. Here we have some taters.
All right, Mike. This is from Amber Lynn.
The band? I was being serious. Where's the door? I dropped a soda on the ground yesterday, and the smallest little hole got ripped in it.
Oh, was it spraying?
It was spraying like a sprinkler system, and yeah. I had to keep my mouth on it for the whole walk home. And I had so much soda in my mouth.
Well, if you love it, you got to put your mouth on it.
Yeah, I don't love it anymore. And I don't want soda ever again. And this smells like a basement.
That looks like a stocking.
These are stockings. Here's one for you. What size are you?
I feel like I'm at an event and they're just throwing swag at our
Hey,
faces.
We got T-Mobile stockings.
Here, give me both.
You guys want? Did you guys get your VidCon 2013 T-Mobile stockings?
Is there a letter in there?
Yes, there is.
Mama Mia hurts.
What size are you?
All right, let's see.
Circle yes or no.
There's a little heart on it. This is sweet. This is obviously a Christmas card. Sorry. So grateful for you, it says, with a cute snowman and a wonderful red robin on the branch.
It's a lovely card and a lovely accurate description of the card.
It's one of those cards that gets glitter the fuck everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, here we go. All right. It's Amber Faith Trust Pan.
Oh, fuck yeah,
She's wonderful.
She's very nice. Long time. First time. Long time.
It says here, with warm thanks and sincere wishes for a very happy holiday, Amber at Faith Trust Pan. The red stockings for Mike and the green stockings for Steve. Okay. Merry Christmas, she says, plus happy holidays, my sweet bee 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 plus warmth that makes a lot of people feel less alone.
Amen.
I absolutely adore you two, and I hope 2020 brings you so much opportunity and even more light. Miss you guys greatly, and I hope your day is filled with love and light and all things merry and bright. That was a nice little rhyme, isn't it?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it.
Mike, see you in Portland in March.
Fuck yeah, man. Siren Theater. She says, it
lunch on me. You should take her up on that.
Ooh, let's go to Pickle Basket.
Steve, I don't know when I'm gonna see you, but I miss you. Come visit the PNW. I don't know what that is.
Pacific Northwest. Okay. You're going there right now.
Oh, shit. That's one of my tours. That's right. Jesus.
So,
I don't know anything about the world.
I hope she listened to this episode.
Yeah, so this one's for you, buddy.
What size am I?
Silver bell. Here's a package that's wrapped around.
This is the meat.
Ain't no potatoes here.
Ooh, then there's candy air.
Rock and roll bar.
Ooh, there's candy air. There's some chocolate tops.
Oh, now this is great. Ooh, this is a great shirt. Look at this fucking shirt. Are you kidding me, dog?
Oh, that's fucking awesome. Dr. Teeth and Electric Mayhem.
It's an Electric Mayhem shirt. Fuck, dog.
Oh, and this is like a pixel art wrestling shirt.
Oh, hell yeah.
Look how fucking cool this is.
Let's see it. Oh, fuck yeah. Right? You got the Ultimate Man. You got mayonnaise. You got
Tommy John surgery.
Rockin' Ricky Rackman. You got Werewolf Jones.
Big French.
Big man. You got Mouch.
Angry Money. Star Pants.
Dude, the real King Leopard's in there.
Dude, Rude. Jake the Snake's wife on his pants. Rogers.
Dude, Rick. Cop.
Elvis Man.
Yeah. Dude, Basketball Jones.
Brutus the Basket Beefcase.
Yeah, you got Toilet.
Cop.
Cop's there, man.
And Bird Black Guy.
Dude, you got Bino Boys.
The guy who they did cultural appropriation with and dressed him up like a black guy, but he wasn't.
Uh-oh, I was unaware. Wrestling don't is so put fun filler time. In here, Amber.
Fill it with stuff or don't.
Fill it with stuff or don't.
Oh, this is awesome.
Is the
thank
rest of
so
it candies
much.
And shit? Wow, Walmart, maybe.
And Steve went backwards for a little while.
I watched that movie that you watched.
It's called Don't Go Backwards with Mauricio Bellatucci.
Your neighbors think.
Steve sneezed. Baby might be up. There's a baby in here now. Did you know that?
Is there a baby named Baby? this is Baby.
We haven't figured out the name yet.
Alright, I got it.
Oh man.
Oh no.
Some of these are
no,
tough
no,
to open.
This can't be happening again.
What's in this one? Mid to large sized box.
Why is this?
E.T. throw pillow. Oh, and there's so much of them on there, too. This looks like it was maybe made by someone by hand.
Mike and Steve, but mostly Steve.
Yeah, I kind of figured
how
that.
How many people farted into that, you think?
Let me smell.
This is written on like an 1800s parchment.
Oh, shit. Is that a scrim?
It's a map to One-Eyed Willie's rich stuff.
We got to get the stuff.
Dear DBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBB
Yeah.
I hope this package finds you well.
Figure out how this thing works.
This pillow is made from a fabric that could only be described as a fleshy nightmare. So of course I thought of you guys. Enjoy. Love, Rachel Lynn. Rachel Lynn? P.S. Come.
Is that Michelin's sister?
I made this pillow, so you're welcome.
Oh, see, that's very
I knew it.
Very
it had that tinge to it.
That's very nice.
Made from hands and heart. Beautiful job.
Joe destroyed one of the Valley Folk chairs for a bit.
Oh,
It was my favorite of all the bad old chairs that we have there.
That's too bad.
But this could be a nice... all right, let's get out of here. I gotta use
that pillow as a substitute for the chair. Just put the pillow where the chair was.
All right. Well, wonderful, Mike. What do you got coming up, man?
You are doing a lot of traveling. Tomorrow, as the crow flies, we're both in different places in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can meet up. A choice and you stick with it.
Yeah. Choice is yours.
On Sunday, I'll still be there at Punchline. Either at 8 or 10, I don't remember, but it's on my website, and a bunch of other places. I'm going to Portland pretty soon. I'm going to Nashville even sooner on the 9th, and there are not a lot of tickets sold for that, so you can come to that if you want. And then all my other shows are on MikeFalsholm.com.
Valley Folk's doing a tour. Sketchfest and shit. Spokane. Cool, man. We did it.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening, Mike. I missed you. I'm glad we're back.
Same. A special thank you to HelloFresh.
Thank you, HelloFresh. Thank you, HeadGum. Thank you, Quip. Thank you, Stamps.com. Thank you, Ryan.
And our moms and Ryan.
Thank you, Ariana.
Thank you, Dad.
Which one?
Mine.
Okay. All right, we'll see you guys. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.